Good afternoon, Dallas Stars hockey fans and playoff hockey fans in general. I have a little bit of a moment to do this right now, so I thought I would talk about the playoffs a little bit. You know, I am not doing very well in my bracket right now because the playoffs do something every year and they surprise people quite a bit with kind of unsung heroes, if you will. Right now, it's Nelson Cowdrey for the Colorado Avalanche. You know, I used to think he was a dirty player, and I used to have all these, you know, kind of negative connotations when I talk about him. But I'm watching him, and I got to watch a little bit of the playoffs so far, and I'm noticing that he's maturing a lot, and he's playing a lot better hockey. And I think he might be the piece of the puzzle for Colorado to finally get their cup, because the last couple years when he's been there, he's, you know, I think they needed a little bit of that kind of antagonist person, and it feels like he's learning how to be an antagonist, but he's also learning how to be a team player, a hockey player that goes out and shows maturity for his team. Well, I picked Florida to represent the East because I was just so sick and tired of Tampa always being there, and I think I let my emotions get in the way a little bit. And once again, what does Florida do? They crash under pressure, and I'm starting to wonder how that's gonna work itself out. I mean, they're fast, they have a lot of offensive weapons. They went and got Claude Giroux from Philly to kind of help with the size. You know, they needed a bigger guy. They needed somebody to be able to score goals, but somebody to hit and somebody to help with those factors. However, I guess it still isn't enough. And obviously, the interim coach is probably gone now. I mean, he got blessed with a really good team to work with, and I'm not really sure if that guy is a great motivator. You know, that was Quinville's team, and unfortunately, you know, due to tragedy and bad decision making and moral stuff, you know, Quinville had to resign, and that was really Quinville's team in the first place. So St. Louis is down 3-1 in the series to Colorado. They go back to Colorado tomorrow night. I really do think that Colorado closes that one out. And, you know, Calgary is really making me wonder now because, you know, we played them in the first round. We both were very defensively sound and structured hockey teams. You know, they beat us in an overtime in Game 7. That series could have gone either way. But now they're playing an Edmonton team that I am now starting to believe is a very balanced hockey club. You know, I used to feel that it was all the Connor McDavid show and the Draisaitl show, and it was all about speed and a finesse team. But, you know, they picked up Evander Kane at the trade deadline, and he's bringing it to the table, man. He's bringing size and speed, and he's bringing another element to their game, and I think he's a really good fit with Darnell Nurse on the back end. So I feel like the Edmonton Oilers are kind of a sleeper team, because I know that everyone talks about the greatest players in the world. And, you know, Connor McDavid, Nathan MacKinnon, those guys are elite hockey players. However, when it comes to the playoffs, you need more than that. You need defense. You need goaltending. All the pieces of the puzzle have to come together for you. And what sucks is Tampa Bay is the team that always does that. And they even traded a couple of their players away. And I thought maybe this is the year that they don't quite have it all together. And somehow they still become elite all the time, and they get under my skin because of it. But you can't knock greatness for what greatness is. And so that's something to look at. So this is basically kind of a rundown of the Stanley Cup brackets and the way they're going now. Everything except for Colorado sweeping Nashville in the first round in my bracket went perfectly, but we still have Colorado in it. I thought Minnesota was a better team than the Blues, but the Blues' defense proved once again that they're a team that knows how to be structured. And right now, this battle for Alberta, I think, to be honest with you, to me is the most interesting and most fun series to watch right now. So we'll see what the conference finals look like now. I mean, New York picked up a game against Carolina. Carolina's still up in that series 2-1, but there's a lot of fight left, I believe, in the Rangers, but Carolina has something to prove as well. So this is the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute podcast, but we're just talking about playoff hockey in general today. So I hope that everyone is having a good Tuesday afternoon. It was just my little break time, so I thought I would come and do a podcast because I had a lot on my mind. And I hope that everyone enjoys the rest of the postseason. And the big topic, obviously, for Dallas is the next few weeks, finding out who our next head coach is going to be, and also see what our coaching staff is going to look like. So I'm kind of setting that up for people to start, you know, watching and seeing what's happening. We'll talk about that more. Well, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Playoff edition, and sad, I wish Dallas was still in it to talk about them, but I love talking about hockey because it's the greatest sport in the world. Go Stars.